The US President Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, has pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about meetings with Russia's ambassador weeks before Donald Trump became president. Mr. Flynn has admitted making false statements to investigators from the Domestic Intelligence Agency about discussions he had with Russia over sanctions. The charge sheet was signed by former FBI Director Robert Mueller, who's leading the investigation into potential Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Other Trump campaign aides have been caught up in the probe, but Michael Flynn is the first person to have served in the Trump White House to be charged. From Washington, Eliza Borello reports.
Michael Flynn spent just under an hour and a half inside the US District Courthouse in Washington. The retired three-star general didn't speak to reporters on the way in or out, but issued this statement a short time later.
My guilty plea, an agreement to cooperate with the special counsel's office, reflect a decision I made in the best interests of my family and our country. I accept full responsibility for my actions.
Michael Flynn was only charged yesterday and has pleaded guilty to making materially false statements and omissions during an interview with the FBI in January. He's confessed to lying about the fact that last December, while the Obama administration was transitioning out of power, he told the former Russian ambassador to the US not to retaliate to sanctions the US had just imposed on Russia. Flynn has also confirmed a very senior member of Donald Trump's presidential transition team directed him to contact Russian officials and urged them to delay or defeat a proposed UN Security Council motion. The guilty plea is ironic from a man who led chants like this against Donald Trump's presidential rival, Hillary Clinton.
Lock her up, lock her up.
Donald Trump's lawyer, Ty Cobb, has released a statement saying Michael Flynn only officially worked as National Security Advisor in the White House for 25 days and that his false statements mirror those to White House officials that led to his resignation. The maximum penalty for the offence he's pleaded guilty to is 5 years behind bars and a fine of $250,000. But his early plea and his willingness to cooperate with Robert Mueller's investigation could see him serve no time at all. And as Adam Schiff, the senior Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, says, what Flynn tells him could have explosive implications for Donald Trump's presidency.
He is in a key position on the campaign. He's in a key position during the time he served in the administration. And to the degree the president had contact with him after he left the administration, Mike Flynn could tell us a lot that we need to know.
This is Eliza Borello in Washington for Saturday AM.